Accountable Care Organizations, or ACOs, are networks of doctors and hospitals that don't get paid the traditional way. They don't get a fee for each medical service. Rather, they get a set amount for each patient. Part of the idea is to avoid tests and services that are sometimes unnecessary. In the Fox Valley, Bill and Theta Care Healthcare Partners has been an ACO since 2012. Dave Krieger is the medical director. He says Bill and Theta Care lowered costs 4.6% compared to national Medicare figures. They monitored those with diabetes and also encouraged annual wellness visits.
It initially may seem counterintuitive if you're trying to save money to be driving care, but what we're realizing more and more is that we have to drive upstream care.
In central Wisconsin, Marshfield Clinic recently became an ACO. They were not included in recently released federal data because it focused on earlier participants. Dr. Corey Krieger says preliminary cost savings nationally are encouraging. He says more patient data has helped control costs and improve care.
We can't change what we can't measure. And so there's been a huge development of infrastructure to enable us to gather data on the patients that we have the privilege of serving.
Accountable care organizations are part of federal health reform designed to control increasing Medicare costs. There are more than 300 pilot programs across the country. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.